Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Scal is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Brian Scalabrine, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. You guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you I'm sure you heard some of the tail end of the conversation there, so I think we're doing pretty well. Look, Scal, I blame the Celtics. I blame the Celtics because, or really the Cavs is who I blame, because this series feels like it's already over. They're giving us nothing to talk about. Do you think the series is already over against Cleveland? Because it feels that way.
Man, I was struggling on the post-game show yesterday. I mean, like, Tom kept asking me questions, and, like, you can't really elaborate on... Yeah, I mean, we pretty much did whatever we wanted. What do you think of Derek White? Yeah, he's getting shot he wanted. What'd you think of our defense? Yeah, we stopped him. So there was no, like, compelling breakdown to this. I told everybody I needed to invent another Code Red or something like that to get this series.
Yeah, could you? Yeah. Please, go ahead and do that. We could use that. I agree with you on that.
Please find something spicy for us to talk about. But Scal,
I think I'm done for the playoffs of creating the news.
Oh, the Code Red was taken out on you. I see is what was going.
Yeah,
on.
Well, I just thought I was going to get some backing. I never got any backing on it. Like I thought
we backed you, Scal. No. Or he's saying he said this to us. You mean organizational backing, right?
Yeah, just a player to say like, yeah, that was a dirty play. You know, like no one backed me. I was on an island. And you know those Miami Heat beat riders, man. Oh, my gosh. You're, like, doing PR for the Heat.
All right, Scal. We've been talking a little bit about Jason Tatum's shooting. Obviously, not a super efficient night for him last night. What do you see going on? Is there something specific that you've noticed about his shot, especially from behind the arc, where it's been not great so far these playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't – like, it's hard to sit there and break down games where you know, like, you're dominating and you're winning big. You know, like, we get on Jason Tatum enough about, you know, like, what he does in those close games. But I kind of feel like in games like that, I don't know if it's – like, you look at our team, we always have, like, a better matchup. There's always going to be, like, the best defender on Tatum. There's going to be another guy shading his way. It was like that in game one when he had the triple-double against Miami. So – I think the real question is, you know, I'm not trying to tell you guys how to do your job. I'm really not. But, like, the real question I have is, when we do need it, is he going to be able to flip the switch and do it? That's kind of where I stand on all this stuff. Like, does it really matter right now if he doesn't shoot the ball well when we win by the – you know, it's like the fourth 20-point win. That ties what we did back in 2008, and they're, like, barely into the second round. So – I can't analyze and break down a player when we blow a team out. Like, some guys aren't really into that. Like, some guys are into padding their stats, and there has been times in the past where, you know, young players would do that. Tatum seems above all that right now, but maybe he's just, like, not necessarily motivated to, you know, like, go out there and get 40 on a day where, like, 15 is enough. So, hard to say. I think the question would just be when it does come, when the time comes. Is he going to be able to flip that switch when we need him to end of the shot clock? I don't know if you guys watch Denver, Minnesota. You watch that defense, and you're like, all right, this is some real defense here. Like, the only way to beat that is not necessarily by running great execution. It's by having great spacing and your best players making plays. And we're going to need Tatum to do that. But that's not this series.
Yeah, so it's, I think we all agree with you. It's not this series. When do you think he would have to flip it? Would it be Eastern Conference Finals or Finals?
Yeah. No, I think the Knicks are, if they get out of that series, I think that would be there. I think Indiana, like, I don't know if you've seen Aaron Nesmith play. Like, he gets after it defensively. I think that there's just a, you know, when you look at Miami without their top dogs, remember, he had Bam Adebayo on him. Like, he is, the guy finished third in Defensive Player of the Year. I think, like, in my opinion, the best defensive player in all situations is Bam Adebayo. He can guard perimeter. He can help at the basket. He can block shots. He does everything. And so that was Tatum's matchup. So, you know, Tatum can get into the ego matchup of going at Bam Adebayo. But in that situation, why? You can just go at Tyler Hero. He can do that all night if you want. There's so many different guys that you can go at. So I think when you get to that point and, you know, the Knicks are a little bit better defensively, I think you're going to have to try to attack certain matchups, and we're going to have to get favorable matchups. And Thibodeau's a really good defensive coach, and they can have to figure all that stuff out. Or Indiana, they're going to be guys, like, they're going to run the score up. They're going to fast break. You're going to have guys to go out there and get buckets, and, you know, Tatum will have to be that guy. So I'm sure there's a time this series where he's going to have a big game. It's just, it wasn't game one, I can tell you that.
If you're Joe Mazzulla, Scal, how do you strike a balance between not fixing something that isn't broken, obviously, because the team's still winning big against this Cleveland team here, but also trying to get Tatum going? Do you run plays for him? Do you sort of emphasize him? Do you try and get him better looks? Like, is there a way to do that without sort of sacrificing what is working with this offense?
So, good. He tried to do that yesterday. So, if you watched, so what happened is Derek White set a screen on Tatum, and They were not going to put Darius Garland on Jason Tatum. They did whatever they could. So they double-teamed Tatum for a hot second, or they were showing and trying to get back, and Derek White made him pay. Like, he destroyed him because of that. So, like, everyone is trying to keep small guys off of Jason Tatum. So he is running those plays. It's just not happening because the matchup that you're trying to seek out, like, other teams are doing whatever they can to stop doing that. And I guess the question what you would have is, like, ask J.B. Bickerstaff, how long are you willing to just keep going down the road of putting, like, different guys and compromising your defense to stop Jason Tatum? And you know, the book on the NBA, you know, I talk to coaches around the league, and you know, everyone would say, like, if you want to beat the Celtics, first thing you got to do is you got to try to, you know, stop Tatum. You got to be super physical with him. You never know if those guys will to have enough to deliver what they need. Well, it kind of looks a little different this year with Derek White and his scoring outputs and Jaylen Brown with his scoring outputs. You know, we're seeing a very, very different basketball team. But, you know, the book on the Celtics was Jason Tatum. Let's go back to the Golden State Warrior game. They left Jaylen Brown wide open. I mean, 6 threes,
yeah,
in the first quarter. They literally were not going to guard him. Draymond Green was going to spy Jason Tatum, and they're going to leave Jaylen Brown wide open. But, you know, the book of last year or the year before, that book might be changing now with – you see Derek White capitalizing on it, Jaylen Brown capitalizing on it, even at times, you know, Jrue Holiday getting some stuff, and Porzingis. So I think the question would just be, are coaches going to continue to drive home, we have to stop Tatum no matter what? And as soon as they make that adjustment, I'm sure Tatum will go for 30.
Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here, as he does every Wednesday on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Let me ask you, is Minnesota being up 2-0 on Denver, and I don't want to completely write off the Nuggets, but let's say the series keeps going as it is and the Timberwolves advance, is that a good or a bad thing for the Celtics? Minnesota playing well, but knocking off a team like Denver that we've talked about now for months and months and months.
You know, if you asked me before, I would say a good thing, but I don't know how much I've touted this to them defensively. Like,
yeah,
you know, not necessarily like I'm a big Jaden McDaniels guy, like, huge. I can't believe that he didn't get a single vote for Defensive Player of the Year, first, second, or third. And so, I think the old me probably would have said, "Great, we don't have to deal with Nikola Jokic because there's no game plan against Nikola Jokic." I do think you can game plan and move Rudy Gobert around. I think that it could be a problem, but you can go back to the Minnesota game. Remember, that they played Orlando the night before. They had playing trouble. They flew in day of. No Gobert, no Conley. And that was an absolute bloodbath. So that team is a team that you have to kind of think about. So as tough as we went down there, and I think Anthony Edwards went off late in the game. And they were still dealing with some stuff early, like Karl Anthony Towns got benched for Naz Reid, and Karl Anthony Towns was like kind of sulking on the sideline. Like that's a thing of the past anymore. But it's clearly to me Anthony Edwards' team. Yeah, that's a legitimate matchup. It was a bar fight when they played us down here. Like, remember, they're on a back to back flying in day of, and they took us all the way to overtime. And that was the time the next game we had zero juice and got smoked by the Bucks. So that's a legitimate matchup. The only thing I would say is I don't know if you can stop Jokic. They found a way by throwing multiple bodies at him. I would say with Minnesota, we could probably game plan against some of the stuff that they do with our shooting and maybe lighten the load. But it'll be another one where just watch. If that does happen, you guys are going to ask the question, what's going on with Jason Tatum? But they're going to put Jaden McDaniels on Jason Tatum. And I think that we'll just try to attack different places if we get to that point with Minnesota in the finals versus us.
Scal, in postgame last night, I noticed your colleague Chris Forsberg had a note that he saw Kristaps Porzingis leave the locker room. He had a little bounce in his step. I said something along the lines of no boot, no cast.
Dr. Forsberg.
No nothing. Do you get the sense that Porzingis is having a pretty rapid recovery? And is it possible that the Celtics are being overly cautious with his return?
I think every team in the NBA, groin injuries, hamstring injuries, calf injuries, like everyone's going to be really cautious. Because if you don't, you can't test it. It always feels tight until you're like, when you're 100%, you have to like be 100% for like a week before you're good. So overly cautious? Yeah, for sure. Overly cautious. You know, given the series that we're in right now, I think that they would continue to kick the can down the road. Continue to test him and continue to bring him back slowly until we really need him. But I do think that if you look at his stats against the Knicks, they were amazing. He makes our games against the Knicks a lot easier if he plays. So hopefully if that's the target date, then he'll kind of get some court work done, maybe starting in a week. You know, so I'm optimistic, but I don't know. And I don't know anything about, like, I don't ask the medical stuff, but I don't know if we'll see him in this series.
Before we let you go here, Scal, they're going to announce the MVP tonight. It's probably going to be Jokic. That'll be three for him. When all is said and done, where do you think he's going to land, like, all time?
Top 10 for sure, but I think he has to get another title. I always kind of feel like guys in the top 10 are guys with multiple titles, but with just one championship, he'll probably be on the outside, like 20. Looking in with two championships, three MVPs, and he's not done yet. You know, he'll be top 10. If he got three or four, he could be top six. That's kind of where I kind of see him.
Okay. That's Brian Scalabrine. Joins us
every
week.
What about you guys? You guys are Jokic fans or not? Just real quick.
I mean, top 10 feels aggressive, but look, I was doubting him at this time last year and he shut me up and won a title. So like, I don't think it's all that crazy to say. I'm surprised they're down 0-2 though. I will say that. That's shocked me to this point.
The amount of people that have been wrong about him now that they're playing Minnesota and they're like, I told you he wasn't good.
You're right. That should have been my pivot. That should have been what I did, Scal.
9 years later.
All right, maybe next week when we talk to you, Scal. We appreciate the time.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine, as all our guests, joins us here on WEEI. It is interesting. I thought Scal gave the best answer, by the way, on Jokic. It's the first time I ever like got it, and I've really noticed it ever since Scal told it to us. I was like, how is this flabby, oafish, slow, sweaty, balding giant? How is he the most dominant player in the league? I don't get it. And Scal's like, watch him through contact. He's like, contact does not bother him. It's the best answer I heard on Jokic.
He creates contact.
It doesn't bother any contact. And by the way, Naz Reid has bothered him a little bit. The size of Minnesota has bothered him a little bit. But in general, that's the first time I started to get it with Jokic, where I'm like, oh, okay, you can be flabby and oafish, and if contact doesn't bother you, it doesn't matter. 617-779-7937. I'm a convert, by the way, on Jokic, if you can't tell. We'll get to Triple Play. What's going on there, Arkan?
It is a wild card Wednesday. We'll cover a variety of topics, Red Sox, Celtics, and current rap beefs.
Okay. So variety, sports items and rap beefs.
Wild card Wednesday.
In Triple Play, that is a wild card here. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.